so thankful for salvation, for all the Lord's done for us, and that we can rejoice together in this common salvation, know that we're not alone. I'm thankful for others of like precious faith, and that we can meet together. Ask for an interest in your prayers this morning. The Lord have blessed his word to our hearts, to our minds, given me a burden, inspired me with a thought to share with you this morning about finish it. Finish it. Have you ever started on something that you didn't finish? Do you have any projects around your house, perhaps, that you started and haven't finished? Now, I won't look too closely at what spouses are looking at who. But to finish something, I'd like to begin this morning in the book of Luke. Luke, the 14th chapter, the 28th verse. Jesus said, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish." Jesus is talking about what it takes to be a follower of his, what it takes to live for the Lord and to be successful. I'm interested this morning in us being successful, and every one of us can be. But Jesus likened here, in following him, that if you're going to build a building, a tower, it is prudence for you to sit down first and count up the cost and go through what it's going to take to determine, am I able to finish it? And I draw from that that the most important thing is not starting the work, but it's finishing it. Well, you're never going to finish a work before or until you start it. So starting is important. But equally or more so important is finishing it. And Jesus said, it's a shame if you start a work, if you start a project. Well, how is it that we start projects? Many times it's with enthusiasm, maybe even a degree of excitement. We have a picture in our minds of what this project is going to be, and we start into it with all our energy and our effort. But if you ever started into a project and you meet some reverses, some obstacles that you didn't quite expect, it seems like just about any time I start, especially into a plumbing project, I might as well go stock up my shelves with miscellaneous plumbing parts. Because I'll make trip after trip to Lowe's or Home Depot. I get into it. Oh, that valve is also bad. I've got to go change that valve. And no, I was missing this part too. You know, it's important when you take the pipes apart that you don't encounter a problem and say, well, you know what? I don't have time to deal with this today. I'm just going to leave the lines disconnected. How long do you want to do that? I've got to finish it. I've got to keep going here until I get it finished. How much more important with our spiritual walk with the Lord? It is important for us not only to begin with the Lord, not only to start a good work, but to finish it. To make sure I have what it takes. And it's not just, am I born with what it takes? Do I have the determination? Do I have the willingness? Do I have the commitment that even whenever things start not going very well, whenever it becomes difficult, whenever I lose that excitement that I started the project with, do I have what it takes to keep going even when I don't feel like it? Do you think living for the Lord is going to include some of this? I believe it was, maybe it was Thomas Paine writing about it, but in the Continental Army, one of the winters that they were facing in so much hardship. They were ill prepared for the winter and the harsh conditions that they were facing, and many of them didn't even have adequate shoes on their feet and dealing with frostbite, and there were people defecting and going back home. And it was written at that time that something to the effect that these are times which try men's souls. And he said the sunshine soldier and the summer patriot in times of crises like this will shrink back. I don't want to be a sunshine soldier. I don't want to be somebody that says, Lord, when everything's going well, oh, count me in, Lord. I want to be one of yours. Whenever we're in, let's say, camp meeting, thank the Lord for the privilege. Start out. Oh, I encourage us, start out. Make your purposes, make your determinations, your vows before the Lord. But whenever you face obstacles, whenever the going gets tough, I want to encourage you today, don't stop going. Don't slow down, don't stop, don't turn around. Keep going until you finish this race. It's going to mean something for us to keep going. It's going to mean something not only for us to start out, but every day of the journey that I keep going. There may be days that I feel like I hardly get a step in front of me. But Lord, by your grace, I'm not going back. I'm not turning back from the direction I came. Lord, I'm not stopping right here where I am. I mean to go on and I mean to go through. Amen. I want to finish it. Every one of us today are at perhaps a different place along our journey of life. We don't know when the finish line is for us. But this I know and I believe, that what we're in today is more of a marathon than it is a sprint. It's one thing to have 100 yards that you're going to run, and you start out and you run with everything you've got, and 30 seconds later or however long, you've reached the finish line and it's done. I can remember whenever I was younger and I had gotten saved, and all the peace that filled my soul. And I remember saying, Lord, this would be a good time for you to come right now. Lord, just come and take me on right now. I know I'm ready. I have no question. But you know, it's not the Lord's plan to save us and then to say, I better snatch them out of this world real quick before they lose out and lose their way. Oh, the Lord has a better plan for us. The Lord wants to keep us in the race. He wants to keep us going. And whenever things get difficult and the going gets hard, I am so thankful there's one we can turn to and renew our strength and mount up with wings as eagles. Whenever even the young men faint, become weary. Finish it. Let's read a promise found in Philippians, the first chapter. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you. Has the Lord begun a good work in you? Has the Lord done something for you in your life? Has the Lord saved you from your sins? Thank the Lord. Rejoice in it. And be confident in this. Not in my ability, not in my strength or in my resolve, but may our confidence be in God. That the very one who started this good work in me, he's not going to abandon me. He's not going to leave me at the wayside of the road. He will complete it. He doesn't start a work and then just forget about it or lose interest in it like I might. He doesn't start in and then become distracted and get focused on something else and never finish it. The Lord, who has invested so much in our salvation, He has the grace. He has the commitment to us to complete it, to finish that work in every one of our lives. I remember the enemy coming along to me at a time that I had been up and down in my life's experience with the Lord. There were times that, oh Lord, yes, I want to go on. I want to live for you. And there are times that I'd lose my way. And there are times that I would fall to temptation and things in my life. And no, Lord, I don't want to be this way. And I don't want to follow this up and down path and experience all through my life. And I remember when the Lord dealt with me and said, Clint, I've got something better for you than this. And He called me to a place of consecration. And He called me to commit my life and everything to Him in consecration and say, Lord, would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? And I remember the enemy coming along and telling me, it'll be no different. This is just another one of those times, another one of those cycles. Folks, the Lord is in the business of healing our backslidings, of changing those patterns of our life where over and over and over, I follow the same path. I'm up on the mountaintop. I'm encouraged in the Lord. And then, where are they now? I remember as a young man going out in a prayer meeting. I remember one person in particular, they'd come out and they were so vocal and praising the Lord and shouting and thanking the Lord and giving a fiery testimony. And it was a blessing. And then I wouldn't see him for the next 4 months. And I think, what happened? Well, they've kind of gotten discouraged. And where are they? Where's their testimony tonight? I need it now. Where are they? And then a few months later, and maybe they'd start feeling better and more on the mountaintop, and they'd come out and I got a fiery testimony again. I'm going to tell you, the Lord wants to give us a testimony every day of our lives. When we're up on the mountaintop, when we're down in the valley, that I don't stop whenever things get difficult. This is not just a mountaintop experience. It is an experience that will keep us through life, through the mountaintops and the valleys. And as we heard in Sunday school, when we pass through the rivers, through the deep waters, they won't overflow us. I've still got a testimony. It's about more than an emotional experience. It's about having a commitment and a consecration that I'm going to finish this thing by God's help and by God's grace. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going until I finish the course. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Folks, that is a blank check. Until whenever it is that the Lord returns for me, until whatever day it is in my life that the Lord says, call my child home, the Lord has the grace to keep me in the way. He's able to keep me in the race all the way through until the day that He comes for me. The song we sing says He's mighty to save and He's mighty to keep. Grace like the ocean, boundless and deep. The Lord who saved us is the same Lord who is able to keep us until the day that He returns for us. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter in the 8th verse says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And it's not to dismiss the importance of a beginning. Again, there is no end without a beginning. But it is even better. It's even more valuable. Why do you think it says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright? For the end of that man is peace. Whenever I see somebody that has been consistent through life, that's been steadfast, that I can count on them, and I've seen how the Lord's brought them through adversity and difficulties, I say, Lord, I want that. Lord, I want to run the same race. I want to do it in the same way. Mark the perfect man. Mark the man or the woman that puts their trust and their confidence in the Lord. It's better. For you see, there are many, many, many who start out in the race who never finish it. Is it better to start? Or is it better to finish it? You know, you can start out in a marathon at the starting line and you're fresh and cool and you've got the energy and zeal and all of that. Everybody maybe is lined up at the starting line and they give the signal and everyone's just ready to go. That's great. Thank the Lord. You know, the Lord gives us whatever you want to call it, our baby stage or our honeymoon experience. The Lord is able to carry us when we need to be carried. The Lord's able to keep us and to coddle us and to shelter us while I need that. Rejoice in it. You know, it's not for someone who just gets started with the Lord and is so happy in the Lord and has so much zeal for the Lord. It's not to try to bring them down. Well, no, you better just temper your enthusiasm. No, rejoice in that. But don't lose your way. Don't fall by the wayside. The enemy can come along sometimes whenever I'm using the analogy again of a race. I'm 11 miles into the race now. And the crowds are no longer thronging the racetrack there. And I'm running uphill and the sun's beating on me. And I'm tired. And I don't feel like it anymore. I don't know where this finds you. But I'll just be honest, sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't feel like giving the Lord everything I've got. Sometimes I may not even feel like getting up and going to service or helping somebody or spending time with the Lord. It's not about feeling like it. It's about I started out on a race and I mean to go through and I'm not going to stop and I'm not going to turn aside. I've heard people who have run marathons. You ever see those bumper stickers that say, what is it, 26.2? You know what that means? It doesn't mean I started a marathon. It's supposed to mean I finished a marathon. I ran 26.2 miles and I completed it and I've got a sticker to show it. Oh, I'm working for more than a sticker. I am working for an eternal crown and it's worth keeping going. When it comes to temporal things, my bumper sticker would have to say 0.0. But when it comes to eternal things, I want to make it. I want to go through all the way. Let's read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Why are you running today? Let's start with, are you running? Are you running the race? Have you started out for heaven? Do you still have the determination? I'm going forward. I'm going on. They which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. So have this mindset. You think mindset matters? You think it matters when you're out at mile 13 and it's hot and you're sweating and you're tired? It matters. I've heard people talk about as they've completed it that they would have to remind themselves why they were running. They'd have to remind, maybe they're running for a cause or they're running for somebody that's sick, and many times that's why they host marathons and things like that. I'm remembering the cause that I'm running for. You know, sometimes we have to stop and remember. I say stop. I've got to remind myself why is it that I started this race in the first place? Why was it that I started out with the Lord? For the same reason, I got to keep going. I can't stop. It is just as urgent and compelling for me to keep going as it was for me to start on day one. Yes. Don't stop. It's better to cross the finish line. You know what? I might go across. I might be dragging a little bit. I might be panting. I might be sweating. I might not smell the best. But if I get across, if I can make it, that's my goal. It's my purpose. Oh, folks, to hear the Lord say, well done. And so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, the scripture says. When we have run our course, when we have kept the faith, when we have not turned aside. Folks, the day is coming. Every day is one day closer. Every step is one step closer to hearing the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm not going to hear those words if I turn aside and say, you know what? I just can't make it any further. I'm just going to stay right here on the side of the... No, keep going. Until you hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to turn to the book of Nehemiah. The fourth chapter. And we're going to change gears a little bit from the analogy of a race. But with the same principle, Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, if you'll remember the book of Nehemiah and his calling, it was to restore the torn down and burned down walls of the city of Jerusalem. When they had been taken into captivity and their city had been laid waste for all those many years while they were in captivity, so lay the city of Jerusalem, just kind of a shell of what it once had been. Well, whenever they were released and turned back, and Nehemiah had a burden, a desire to see the walls rebuilt. So they started in on rebuilding the walls. Well, let's read in the fourth chapter. The seventh verse. It came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. You think the enemy's pleased when you make spiritual progress? You think when the enemy sees you get a hold of something from the Lord that he's pleased with that? You think the enemy's just going to sit back and just watch you gain that ground without contesting it? The enemy is going to fight with everything he has. When he sees you determined, Lord, I want to build up the walls. Lord, I want to work on this spiritual house. I want to draw closer to you, Lord. You can be sure that the enemy is going to be right there to try to put a stick in the spokes, to try to slow you down, to try to discourage you somewhere along the way. So these men set about to do that with the work here building on the walls. But it says in verse 9, nevertheless, in spite of the opposition, in spite of what comes against us, the song we sing, I mean to go right on, says, shall that which intervenes deprive me of my right? Nay, on I'll go until I reach that city of delight. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. I'm not going to stop. Sure, the enemy is coming against me, but that doesn't mean I stop. Yes, it's getting difficult, but it doesn't mean I stop. There's work to be done. I can't let my hands be idle. And so we made our prayer unto God. God, help me. When you face the enemy, when you face opposition, when you face your desire starting to wane, make your prayer unto God. Lord, I feel like I'm cooling off here, Lord. I feel like I'm losing some momentum. God, would you help me? Stir myself. Say, Lord, help me. Let's skip down here to the 14th verse. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. You got a cause worth fighting for. Devil, we're not going to take no more, as the song says. I've got something to fight for. And he called them to remembrance. Remember why you're building this in the first place. Remember why you started in this. Remember your family. Remember what's at stake. Remember the cost of stopping and fight. And that's the encouragement that I want to give you today. Fight on. Press on. Keep going on this race and don't stop until you've reached the other end, the finish line. I'd like to look in 2 Corinthians at some counsel that Paul gave the church at Corinth. Whenever Paul had visited Corinth and witnessed or exhorted them to take care of their brethren and those that were in need, time had passed, and I want to read a follow-up message that Paul gave him. 2 Corinthians 8, starting in verse 10. Herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. The people here, their hearts were stirred up a year prior to Paul's writing of this. They saw a need. They purposed to gather a collection. They purposed to help. But a year had passed. You know, a lot can happen in a year. You ever seen that? You ever observed that in your life? You know, a lot can happen from camp meeting to camp meeting. What happened here? He said a year ago, you had a desire. You had a purpose. You wanted, not only were you willing to do it, but you had a desire to do it. But the reality is today, a year later, you still haven't done it. What's happened? Paul said, here's my advice for you. Now do it. You started out, you purposed, but intentions are not good enough. Intentions don't feed the poor. He said, now therefore finish it or perform the doing of it. You see, we can have purposes and desires and good intentions. Lord, I want to do this. And Lord, I want to do better over here. Lord, I want to grow in this place in my life. And if I'm not careful, I'll leave from a setting like this. And life begins to pass. And before I know it, a month has gone by. And a year has gone by. 2 years have gone by. What have I done about it? Now therefore perform the doing of it. Don't just start, but finish it. It can be easy to procrastinate. It can be easy to put off, to delay. Lord, help us to finish it. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Paul writing unto the Galatians here, he said, 5 and 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You ran well. You were running this race. I can testify to that. I saw, maybe I prayed with you when you started out. I saw the tears coming down your face. I saw the sincerity. And I heard your testimonies of how the Lord had saved you and delivered you. And oh, what zeal you started out with. But Paul said, who has hindered you? The obvious conclusion here was they weren't still running well. They had started out running well, but now they weren't. And Paul said, what's happened? What's happened that you're no longer running well like you were before? Today it's not for me to examine you, it's for me to examine me. And to encourage you to examine yourself. How are you running? Are you still running the same that you were when you started out? Been to it was an air show, I believe. They had a jet truck. And it had, I believe it was 3 rocket boosters on the back. Or jet engines on the back. And he would fire it up. And you would see the fire blowing out the back of that. And he's holding on to his brakes, putting on a good show. And we were standing maybe 100 yards away. And you could feel the blast of the heat wave from the fire coming out of the back of that truck. And it was impressive. And whenever they said go, boy, he let off the brakes and he took off in a flash. And in about 3 seconds, it was over. That was all the race was. About 3 seconds. And it was over. Folks, the Lord doesn't want us to be like that. Where it's I can really have a fiery testimony for the Lord. I can really be fired up for God. Oh, I'm ready and I love the Lord. But where are you 3 seconds later? Where are you 6 months later? Are you still pressing on? This race is about more than just 100 yards and put on a good show while everybody's watching. It's about I start out and I don't stop until I get to the other side. You did run well. I don't want it to be said in past tense about me. Clint, you ran well. You know, the Lord has told me that before. The Lord has come along and I've had Him deal with my heart and stir me and bring back to my mind what I used to feel. The purpose that I had and the sincerity with which I'd come and pour out my heart to the Lord. And the Lord would bring that back before my mind. You know, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is compassionate. The Lord is long-suffering. Whenever I get into a place like that and I start to bog down and I start to lose my enthusiasm for the Lord, if I'll hear His voice, He is faithful to come along. Clint, get up, get up. Come on, we're not finished yet. Keep going, don't you remember? God said to the prophet Jeremiah unto His people, He said, I remember you. I remember the love of your espousals when you went after me in the wilderness. I remember that. What's happened? I remember the fervency of your love. Oh, I remember the vows that you would make to me. I remember the lengths that you would go to serve me, to be a blessing and a help to others. I don't want the Lord to have to remember way back. I want to be able to have a current experience with the Lord where I'm still going on. I'm still drinking of the stream. Connected to the vine, I'm still pressing on. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, as we try to reach our conclusion here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't cast away that confidence that Paul spoke of. I am confident in this, that he which hath begun a good work, Lord, I can't see the way. I don't know how I'm going to get over this. I don't see how I can get to the other side of this, but I'm confident in this, and I hold to that confidence and I don't cast away that confidence. Lord, you're going to see me through. You have need of patience. Folks, if we're going to run this race, we're going to have to be patient. Patient with the Lord. Patient with myself. I'm going to have to be patient that, you know what, the Lord hadn't come yet. I haven't gotten the answer yet. But I keep going and I keep pressing. And I keep doing the right thing. You know, when you're running, I haven't run a marathon. I've tried running a little ways. Whenever you get tired sometimes, you got to just focus on one step in front of another. All right, I made that one. One more. All right, one more. One more. And I keep going. Oh, I hope we get the burden this morning. It's not about emotion. It's not about some high. It's about me pressing on. Day in, day out. You know, if you're faithful a day at a time, one day, just like neglect works this way and procrastination, when we're faithful to the Lord, faithful today, faithful tomorrow, faithful the next day. Do you know those days turn into months? Those months turn into years? Those years into decades? And before we know it, we have the gray hair, if we have any at all, and we're reaching the other end, and I've got heaven in sight. I'm getting closer. You know, the enemy would like to snatch it away from us right up to the very end. Folks, don't sit back in ease. It doesn't matter if I've been saved a day or 40 years. You're not there yet. Don't stop. I've seen folks that have had their confidence snatched away from them in the latter years of their life. Wouldn't it be a shame? A shame to run this race only to get to the end and have, for whatever cause, to have it slip from my fingers. And to reach the end and hear Him say, "I don't know you. Depart." Folks, it doesn't have to be. If we'll keep going, a day at a time. Scripture says, "Quit you like men. Be strong in the faith." Whenever a little bit of hardship comes, whenever an offense comes, whenever any kind of opposition comes, don't let that deter you. Don't let it turn you aside. Keep going on with the Lord. So run you may obtain. Let's close with Paul's testimony, a testimony that I want to be mine and each one of yours, found in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. The 6th verse, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Folks, there's a crown waiting. If we would have finished reading there in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, it said, "Don't be as those that run or those that fight, just beating the air. Run with purpose. Run with determination." It said they do it to obtain a temporal crown. But we do it for an eternal crown. One that never passes away. If they're willing to neglect their bodies or neglect and deny themselves, if they're willing to go through the regimens that they go through to discipline their bodies and condition themselves to run the race, and they do it for a piece of metal that they'll set on a shelf, how much more should we be willing? Lord, whatever it takes. Lord, whatever I've got to give or do or give up, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay aside those weights. I'm going to press on. Because there's a crown waiting for me. And not for me only, not for Paul only, but for every one of us. Folks, do you see it? Do you see the crown that's waiting for you? Ever keep heaven in view. Let's not lose sight of the crown the Lord has for us. May I encourage us today. Let's finish it. Amen.